for the worship song. Yes, and tonight I will be speaking about provision. So let's just go into praise and worship before I go into the word according to what God has placed in my heart.
And have your way. I'm just a vessel and nothing more. And when you're done, please take the glory. I'm satisfied just to see you glorified. Take the stage, Lord, and have your way. I'm your vessel, Lord, and nothing more. And when you're done, please take the glory. I'm satisfied just to see you glorified.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
I ask you to take your place. Sing the Lord.
Yes.
Speak the Lord.
Thank you.
Go through me. Preach through me.
Yes.
Let your name be glorified. In Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Take the stage, Lord. Thank you, mighty God. We thank you, powerful God. Thank you, honoring God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. And when you're done, please take the glory. I'm satisfied just to see you glorified. I'm satisfied to see Jesus glorified. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So I'm very honored tonight to be speaking about provision. And, you know, this, like, as I was preparing for this word, my aunt passed away, and I had to go down to the Eastern Cape and be with my family. But it's ministered to me in so many ways. And at the end, I've actually got two testimonies with regards to provision itself. So in the dictionary, provision is described as the action of providing or supplying something for use, to supply with food, drink, or equipment, especially for a journey. Now, the Bible also describes provision in many ways. It gives us many kinds of provision that God has provided us, starting from the very simple things. And we can find that in the book of Matthew 6:25-34, where God tells us not to worry about our lives. He tells us not to worry about what we will eat, about what we'll drink, about our bodies and, you know, our clothes. We should not worry because God has provided. It further goes on to tell us that our Father knows what we need. He knows that we need all of these things, and we need not worry because he has provided. In Mark 11:24, it says, "Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours." Now, how do we get to this story? How do we get to this position where we ask and we receive? And the first step is we first need to seek the kingdom of God. And the Bible says, all of these things shall be added on unto us. You know, he's already provided, but we need to ask in his name. We first need to seek the kingdom. We need to seek Christ, and everything else shall be added on. It's there. He's provided, but we need to seek him first, and then he will add all of these things in. Because he is God, our provider, Jehovah Jireh. When our faith is not on God, we become self-reliant. You know, it's I. We have all that we have because of God. He has equipped us to acquire what we have right now. And, you know, when we become self-reliant, we instead ask for our own pleasures, and we start asking for things that are not for us. He makes all things work together for our good in the end, and we have to start believing in that. And we need to be patient on God. We have to be patient on God, because sometimes we don't get an answer right there and there, and there's a purpose for that. But we need to place our faith in God and be patient in him, knowing that he will answer. It may not be exactly the way that we want it to be or at the time that we want it to be, but an answer will come. Kasimla, no. I'm sorry, guys. No. And, you know, I went into the book of James, and I went into James 4, verse 2. And in there, it was saying that, "Yet you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures." You know, and it's often, I was even talking to my mom about this, where I say sometimes, you know, have you ever asked God for a job, for instance? Or you ask for something and you're just not getting that thing. Like, you're not getting it at that time. You're not getting it in the way. You start questioning God. You start questioning yourself. And, you know, I've come to realize also that God is not a God of confusion. God is not a God of uncertainty. God is a clear God. He gives us clarity. He is a God of clarity. If it's not clear and you're still unsure, we need to learn to wait on him. And it is also in that waiting season that you'll realize also that there is provision. God has provided in that waiting season before you receive what is meant for you according to his will. He provided that at the time, he is providing now. Surely he will still provide tomorrow and the next day and the next and the next. We need to wait on the Lord. We need to wait on him. He has provided everything that we need. And, you know, I was also saying at the same time, it's not that God has said no to that particular job, but it's just not meant for you in that particular season, because God needs to equip us. He never gives us anything unprepared. He needs to equip us first. And, you know, it may be a particular skill that you need. We don't only look at provision in monetary terms. It may be a skill that you need. You may not have the finances to go and acquire that skill, but God can provide those finances for you to go and do whatever it is that you need to do in order to acquire that skill. He may connect you with someone who will be able to assist you in acquiring that skill without even having to pay for it. He has provided, but we just need to wait on him at the right time. And, you know, because we tend to rush God, and that's something that we also need to understand, that it's God's timing, not our timing, because he can give us what we want, but if you're not prepared, we will make a mess of things because we're not prepared. And God is not a messy God. He will never just give us a mess and be like, okay, there, sort it out. even when you're going through the fire, man, he has equipped you. He has equipped you to walk through that fire. You will not burn. Even if you have to walk a long journey, you know, he's given you the shoes to walk that journey. He's prepared you for it, and he has prepared you for what you need to receive at the end. Because even if you don't go through that process and you get what you want, you may not know how to sustain that, and you need to know how to sustain it. You need to know how to maintain it. And that's why it's very important to wait upon him, to trust the process he has provided. So even in our asking, we need to learn to wait on him. He will answer in God's timing, which, you know, is will be perfect. We will be ready. He makes us ready for that answer. And, you know, that requires in us having faith in him. There is something that God must still do within us, even if it means that maybe God is molding our character, you know, because a lot of the time in that waiting season, our character is also molded. So it's not just about getting whatever physical thing or whatever breakthrough that you need God to come through for you at that moment, but your character also needs to be molded, and that in itself is also a breakthrough, and that requires us to have a confidence in him. And this confidence is spoken about in 1 John 5:14, where he says, now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have petitions that we have asked him. So it's very important that we ask according to his will and not our own pleasure. Because remember, at the end of the day, everything is for God's glorification. You know, that is how we also point people home to Jesus. It is through what God does for us. So even in our provision, it's important to ask that, Lord, when you answer my prayer, may this be a breakthrough for someone. Even if it's a blessing for you to be a blessing to someone, you know, that's very, very important for us to ask according to his will and not our own pleasure. And we also need to humble ourselves. And in 1 Peter 5, it says, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. And God cares for you. He will never give you something that he has not prepared for you. In and out of season, God has already provided, whether you are in season or you're out of season. You know, there are times where I often remind myself, and I have to remind people as well, when was a time where you thought you would never make it? Or, you know, you sat and you just told yourself that, sure, this is impossible. It's never going to happen. What did God do? He came through. Even in the last minute, God came through. So in and out of season, we always need to remember that God has provided. In our waiting season, God has provided already. He's gone before us. So we need to have faith in that. And what I also found comforting as well was in Philippians 4:19, where it says, and my God will meet all your needs according to his riches, to his glorious riches in Christ. The verse doesn't say some, it says all. He will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ. Trust in him. He is the God of more than enough. And so, you know, I said I had two testimonies with regards to provision. And it applies to my own life and my mother's life. And, you know, after my aunt passed on, like, we just sat reminiscing with my mom at the funeral as well. I was asked to read her eulogy, and I was asked to do her tombstone unveiling. You know, my mom was a single parent. And we were literally living from hand to mouth. And she, you know, we would go to cash loans because she took me to one, she sacrificed a lot. So she took me to one of the best schools in the country, but she had to sacrifice a lot of things and do without a lot of things in order for me to be there. There were times where, you know, we would go from cash loan to cash loan and she would be rejected and she'd come out and she'd say to me, Jiwe, I never got the money. And my family would laugh, you know, people would always laugh. There were times I needed operations. We didn't have a car. We would hitchhike from place to place, find out it's not the right hospital. And I said to my mother, but all those times, if we look back, God has provided. And even now, God has provided. Tomorrow, God has already gone before us and he has provided. And, you know, it's so weird because people who were there thought that we would never come out of what we were going through. And there I was standing and people were like, what on earth happened? And that's why, again, I say all of these things are for God's glorification. He doesn't just give you because it's about Viwe, it's about her mom and all of these things. We need to point people back home to Jesus at the end of the day. And, you know, when people stood there with their mouths open, like, what? Is this them? How? It was only because of God's glory. He provided all of those other times when people were laughing and they thought we wouldn't make it through. When my mother was being rejected, he was there. He provided. Up until now, we are still there. And, you know, before my aunt passed away, we had a conversation last year where I led her to Christ. And she had a lot of hopes and wishes and dreams, and she was very concerned about her children. And you know, something said to me that God doesn't only provide for us now while we are living, but even in death he provides.
No.
My aunt was at such peace before she died. She wrote out her funeral program. She wrote out her will, how she wanted it. She didn't want to be kept long. She wanted to be buried during the week. And all of those things. And you know what? God provided all of that even in death. So that is just the powerful and amazing God that we have. That not only when we are alive, that God is still providing. Even when we're gone, he provides. You know, and she worked so hard. She was even able to leave a legacy for her grandchildren and her children who are still here on earth. So God, again, has provided not only her death wish, but for her children and her children's children. God has provided. He enabled her to do what she was able to do to make sure that even after death, she can provide for the people that she has left behind. So I also just want to give us that encouragement as well, that if you're in a season of waiting, man, just continue waiting and trusting in him. He has already provided because he is a God of more than enough. Yes, and that is what I had to share with you today.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Oh, awesome, viewer. Thank you for the message.
Awesome, Viwe. That was so powerful and encouraging.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. Very powerful. Do you want to pray into that?
Yes, I was just about to ask. That we also just continue praying for Prof,
yes.
And then also that I pray for the team. I do believe also for Prof that, you know, God has provided, and she's literally in her waiting season. Prof is in her waiting season. God has provided, and, you know, like when I was praying for her this afternoon, the Holy Spirit just told me, we're actually asking for little. Because God is a God of big things. While we are waiting, he's going to show up in a mighty way, even bigger than what we have even fathomed, what even our prayers are asking for. So I think we just need to uplift Prof in that and encourage her and just strengthen her in this waiting season, because it can be tiring. It can be very tiring, I think we just need to pray for her and just for her strength to just remain in God while she's waiting. He's answered. Those doors are open already. Those yeses are proved already. Financially, health-wise, he has provided, and he's going to do over and above what we are even asking. Yes. Okay. So I'll start praying for Prof. Father, we come to you today, and we thank you for Prophetess Belinda. We thank you for what she is doing in your kingdom, Heavenly Father. We thank you even for this waiting season, mighty God. We thank you because you are a God of big things. You don't rush things, Heavenly Father. Because when we rush things, we get small things. We get unfinished things. Thank you, Lord, that those rejections are yeses. We thank you, Lord, that even if she's going to go under the knife, Father, it'll be a success. Even that doctor who will perform that surgery on her, Heavenly Father, he will be amazed and he will want to tap into that glory. We thank you, Lord, that you are using her now in the waiting season because people are waiting for you to come through, Heavenly God. Someone is waiting somewhere to hold on, Heavenly Father, to know, to get this breakthrough, to hear Prophetess Belinda's testimony, for them to keep on going, for them to hold on to you, for them to say yes to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you know her heart's desires. You know her heart's desire. Father, we ask and we agree that you will meet them according to your riches and your glory, Heavenly Father. We thank you right now for her new house in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for finances to finance this operation in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you that there will even be change where she will be able to bless someone, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we thank you for her new car in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes. Father, we even thank you for provision as she goes out to the nations, Father God. She will not struggle. She will not have to ask because you have gone before her in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for divine connections. Father, we thank you that she is located by grace. She will not go out looking for things, Heavenly Father. They will come to her because you are a God of blessing. Father, we thank you right now that you open doors for her, Heavenly Father. Double doors shall open in the mighty name of Jesus, that everything that she touches will turn into gold in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we thank you that she will even be going to countries where she's never stepped before, and she will make a mighty difference in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we thank you that you will provide for every aspect and every area in her life. Father, even that husband will come and be a blessing to her in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, Lord, that together they will do your kingdom work. We thank you that you are God of more than enough. We thank you that you are God, our healer. We thank you that you are God, our provider. We thank you, Lord, that you have gone prof. We thank you that you have gone before her in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you will show off with her. We thank you, Lord, that you will blow us away with her testimony. We thank you, Father God, that it will be a mighty, mighty testimony because you are a God of big things. Reketete, Rika Tarawa Robobo, Kandarama Remedekete, Rababa Kandarama Rokototo, Risha Tatereme Robobo Kata, La Karaba Remede Borobo, Rika Tatata, Rata Tatata, Robobo, Kandarama, Rede, Kendere Robobo Kata, Yamama Rababa Rokoto, Rika Tareke, Derene Robobo, La Karaba Sotorobo, Kidarama Rekete, Rasha Father, I thank you for acceptance. Father, I thank you for the yeses. Father, I thank you for open doors. Father, I thank you for the release of finance. Rabba baba kata kata rekete. Rosoto karaba ba roko dorobo ika tata ta. Rabba bakate. Rasa tata ta korobo rekete tete. Rita tata ta karaba baba roko toto to. Rene koto toto rasa karaba baba. We thank you for the release of finance, Father God. We thank you for the release of finances in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you for miraculous healing because you are a miracle working God. There is no one like you, Father God. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. You are King of Kings. You are an unexplainable God. Rababa kete, roko chototo. Rababa kandaraba rebebe kete. Rashata karaba robobo kenderebe rakatatata. Rababa kandaraba rekete tete. Roko chototo rakatatata. Rebebe kandaraba robobo kata. Lika raba roko chototo rekete tete. Rababa kandaraba roko chototo. Rabba kandaraba rese te 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 raka cha 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 rababa kanda. Jesus mighty name. Jesus mighty name. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you for Prof's life. We thank you, Lord, for what you're about to do with her in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you that there will be no complications. We thank you that she will be able to jump for joy like nothing happened to her body in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Is there anybody else in the group that needed praying for, that they were waiting for?
Hi, Vivi.
Hi.
Yeah, just for your teaching to be released on us for the provision and the overflow, finances.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Google. I'm phoning up again. Yeah, what is that sound? Somebody, there's a lot of
background.
I missed the first part of your session, B-Web, and I'm going to listen to the recording. I needed to go somewhere with my computer tonight. But I'd like the team to just pray in the spirit. I'm really glad to hear that Viwe was stirring the waters of prayer. In the last 2 days, God's been speaking to me that the altar of prayer needs to be strengthened in the ministry among us. That we really, on these days of fasting, it's not just fasting, it's fasting, 21 days of fasting and prayer. And I know we've been doing teachings, which we still need to do, but we have to spend a good amount of time really praying, because the teaching brings the revelation, and the revelation must be applied in prayer and decrees to bring the breakthrough. And so, you know, the one part of what we're doing is bringing forth the revelation, which is essential, because without the revelation, the breakthrough cannot be pulled from the realm of the spirit, because you need keys to unlock. So the teaching is the keys that we need to unlock, but then we must take those keys, and we've got to go into the heavens, and we've actually got to unlock in prayer and in decrees. I'm not gonna complain anymore. I'm not gonna tell you guys what I faced today, but I'd like us to spend a little bit of time in prayer. And I really sense that the spirit of prophecy wants to speak. I sensed it last night already on the call. For those of you that weren't there last night, the spirit of prophecy was moving heavily. I had an encounter where the Lord took me into the heavens. And I began to prophesy. So make sure that you listen to last night's teaching. But I just feel, I really feel the spirit of prayer and intercession, and that, just stand here and finish the point, and that we need to spend some time in prayer. And then if anybody gets a word, just to release it. I sense that the Holy Spirit wants to edify us. He wants to empower us. Today I need to be able to be transparent with you. You're my family, right? Unmute yourselves, everybody.
Yes, ma'am.
Unmute yourselves, everybody. So, I need to be able to give you my feedback. But today was really a difficult day for me. You know, it's been 12 months of really trusting God and pushing in and fighting wars. At the last week was probably the worst week of the last 12 months for me. There's a lot that happened last week, which I can revise sometime this week. Just, I'm too emotionally drained to share tonight, but today I really was probably on my lowest point of this whole year. Just feeling very discouraged and very heavy, and everything, you know, around me just looks like death at the moment. And until about 2 o'clock today, I couldn't even lift my head. It was that heavy. And I contacted another prophet, and you know, God has prayed with me, and I said, I called on the Lord to just, you know, give me something to hold on. And I went online, and Ryan LaStrange was live, and exactly what I was going through. He was teaching on a spirit of heaviness and despair that comes through witchcraft. So what happens is, when people begin to talk about your health, about your relationships, your finances, in negativity, it's witchcraft in the spirit realm. And then it converts into a spirit of heaviness. So you'll start feeling this real weight, you know, and you get pulled into this very dark place. Now, people have been talking like that over me forever. But in the last few months since, that's why I didn't want to make my condition public. Because I knew I'm going to deal with this attack, which I'm in now. And I would always advise you, when you are going through something, don't make it public. Share it here. Yeah. But the fact that it's gone out public because of the fundraiser, I really have been struggling with the onslaught of heaviness. Because now people, I've been hearing all sorts of stuff. Some people are saying that I'm dying. I mean, some people are saying I've got a tumor. It's all cancer. It's all sorts of crap that people have been talking.
Wow.
And I'm feeling that heaviness, and, you know, really having to face the condition and all of the realities of what I'm going through on the native. So today was really a low for me. I probably cried for most of today. But after I watched that session with Ryan LaStrange, I felt, you know, it broke a little bit. And then I spent some time in prayer, and it broke another little bit. And the reason I'm sharing this with you is as a learning point for all of you, because praise is the weapon that breaks the cycle of heaviness. Every time you're going through something, you feel heaviness and discouragement, when people go into prayer, it's the last thing you want to do. It's the last thing you feel you can do. But it's the only thing that breaks the cycle of heaviness and discouragement.
Yeah.
And then once you break those shackles, the next thing is to go into decree and of meditation of the word. You know, the reality is I'm facing A, B, C, D. So I counter that in the spirit by decreeing what God's word says about A, B, C, D, and start meditating and reflecting on that irrespective. So I just really sense that we need to spend some time in prayer right now. And I'm going to ask you guys to keep the prayer wall high. There's a huge onslaught from around the world that I'm facing in the spirit right now, which is why you guys won't understand, you know. I'm basically in a global ministry, so it's not just one or two people speaking. This is global. So the weight of what I'm feeling is, I can't even explain it to you in words. And I've spoken to people that's in ministry like me,
And many have encountered this before, but I'm there right now. And but I'd like us to just pray in the Spirit, not just for me, just pray for all of us, because if you fast and if you listen to the teachings, you're only 50% through to your breakthrough. This is really important. That's why a lot of people go through 21 days of fasting and they don't get a breakthrough, because they never spend time in prayer. God's been speaking to me about this. I sent you guys a teaching, a brilliant teaching by Bernie, on what happens when you don't pray. So I want to see you guys break through on this fast. So, you know, fasting is and looking for teachings is not going to bring the full breakthrough. You've got to push through in prayer. That is what births the baby. The fasting and the teaching impregnates you with a breakthrough. But the prayer gives birth to the breakthrough. And so we've only been doing half of it on these calls every night. So we really need to be spending a lot of time, even if it's lengthening. And, you know, half the time we're on the teaching and the other half we have to be in prayer. And so I'm going to ask all of us for the next few minutes. Marsha, unmute yourself. I want you to go into prayer in your spiritual tongue for about 2 or 3 minutes until I start feeling something shifting. And then I'm going to call on 2 or 3 of you to pray as led by the Spirit. I'm not going to give you a topic. In last year on our fast, I taught you guys about praying in spiritual prayer. And when you start praying, the Holy Ghost will tell you. The Bible says that we need to call out with and grieve with grumbling of the Spirit, because the Spirit knows what to pray. And then there's a scripture that says that the Holy Ghost will teach you what to pray. So as you're praying in the Spirit now, you're going to activate the anointing and you're going to release the Holy Ghost. And then He's going to tell you, this is an area I want you to cover. So I want you to forget about everything. Forget about me. Forget about what you face today. Don't have a predetermined idea of what you're going to pray for. I just want you to pray in the Spirit. So, Father, I thank you for giving us the wisdom, Lord. Not just to be able to fast, not just to be able to really be blessed with revelation, but on how to get the revelation and manifest it and activate it so that breakthrough can come. And now, Holy Spirit, I want to decree the scripture that says that the Holy Spirit will teach you what to pray. You know what we need to address in the Spirit. We don't, but you do. You know what's standing in the way between us and our breakthrough. You know what is resisting us in the realm of the Spirit, Lord. And with our past knowledge and our past teachings, we can address what we know, but it might be something brand new that you're needing to show us. So I ask right now, I decree that as we go into the Spirit realm, that the heavens will open and that the Holy Spirit will begin to teach us what to pray for and how we need to pray. I release new prayer strategies. I release new prayer strategies, Holy Ghost. I release new prayer points, Holy Spirit. I pray that you begin to show us in the realm of the Spirit what is resisting the breakthrough. What is resisting the manifestation, God? Lord, we've been crying out and praying and fasting for so long, but I'm not seeing the manifestation. I am asking, Lord, Jeremiah 33, verse 2 says, call unto me and I will show you great and unsearchable things that you do not know. Tonight I'm asking for the unknown to be unveiled to us. Tonight I'm asking that you pull back the curtain and show us what's resisting the finance, what's resisting the healing, what's resisting the breakthrough that we are fasting for, God. Open up the unknown. Rekete se
And become expectant right now for the Holy Spirit to begin to download, and you, some of you might get words, some of you might get, you might begin to see things. I'm seeing a skeleton which I know is the spirit of death, and we have been addressing the spirit of death for the longest time, and we will continue doing that. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The spirit of death and destruction. Thank you, Father. Beelzebub, we need to start praying against that. Thank you, Jesus. And I don't want any of you to address it. I'll deal with what God's showing me. You deal with what God's showing you. I'll deal with what God's showing me. Okay? That must be part of our prayer strategy, because the Holy Ghost will show you what you're authorized to deal with. Do you get that?
Yes.
Does everybody get that?
Yes.
So you deal with whatever God is showing you. So thank you, Holy Spirit. We are so dependent on you.
Yes.
You know, God, I don't want to do this fast as a ritual. I don't want to do this fast as a tradition. I want to do this fast, Father, to bring us into intimacy with you. Father, that whatever the level that we were on when we started the fast, I'm trusting you for an upgrade at the end of this 21 days. An upgrade in intimacy, an upgrade in worship, an upgrade in a fire, an upgrade in the glory, an upgrade in authority.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, that you will reveal. I'm decreeing the scripture tonight that the Holy Spirit will show you what to pray.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Holy Spirit, and we don't want to do anything, not by might, not by power.
Yes, Lord.
But by your spirit, Lord.
Amen.
Your spirit knows all things. And we want to tap into your spirit for wisdom. We want to tap into your spirit for strategy.
We want to tap into your spirit to target, Lord. I'm crying out, Lord, for visions and dreams to be released upon the team, Father, that you will begin to show us the
Lord,
that have been hidden from us in the natural realm.
Thank you, Jesus.
We can claim it, Lord. We can claim it tonight that you unveil
Yes, Lord.
You unveil secrets, Lord.
Jesus.
Lord, we are declaring our dependence on the Holy Ghost. We are declaring our dependence on the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
We don't want to do this with our knowledge. We don't want to do this with even with our gifting. We want to be spirit led. We want to operate as sons of God who are totally led by the Spirit. I'm going to start going down the list and I'm going to ask what you guys feel. Claire, have you seen anything?
I've not seen anything as yet, Prof, but this morning when I woke up, the first thing I saw was a vision I've not seen before, but I saw, to best describe it, I saw, you know, like cavemen drawings?
Yes.
That's what I saw. You know, like in the historic times and cavemen era, they would draw on the walls, on the rocks, and, you know, the outline of little stick men. That's what I saw.
Okay, is anyone getting an interpretation?
No. No.
Mm-hmm.
On my side.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what I'm picking up is that it's ancestral spirits. So, okay, I'm going to release you now to pray a 1 minute prayer. Just deal with that, Claire. Nothing else. Just with God showed you 1 minute.
Okay. The Holy Spirit, was I praying in tongues or in English?
In English, sweetheart. Whatever the Holy Ghost tells you to pray. If you want to go in tongues, do that. But pray into what God tells you.
Okay. Holy Spirit, I just come before you and I just submit this vision you gave me this morning. And I ask you, Holy Spirit, right now to come and give me a fuller revelation, understanding, interpretation of this very vision. And Father, even as you've given revelation to Prof right now, Father, I take hold of ancestral spirits that you've revealed. Lord, I thank you right now that by your blood, every ancestral curse, every ancestral spirit that is operating against me, against us as a ministry, Father, right now, you rebuke them. You rebuke them, Jesus. Yeah. You are the rebuker, Lord. You rebuke the devourer. You rebuke every, and I'm hearing the word satanic. You rebuke every satanic, witchcraft, ancestral, voice, opposition, spirit that are coming against us in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that right now we do not fear, but we stand in truth, we stand in the authority, we stand in the righteousness. We are covered in righteousness, we are covered in the blood of Jesus. And Father, right now we come and we submit under the authority, under the kingship, under the priesthood, and under the spirit of you, Jesus. And thank you, Lord, that right now we have all authority given to you, given to us, Lord, by you, according to your word in Luke 10:19. And Lord, I stand right now in the authority that Jesus has given me at the cross, through the blood, through your broken body. And I declare right now that we stand and we trample on every serpent, every scorpion, every witchcraft. I'm hearing the word voodoo. Every voodoo spirit that wants to come against us, that's trying to come against us. I thank you, Lord, right now for your fire of protection over us as a ministry, over us individually, over us corporately right now. Lord, I'm just here right now. Seal the walls of our Facebook platform right now in the precious blood of Jesus. Lord, sanctify our Facebook pages. Sanctify every ministry page. Sanctify and cover every WhatsApp platform right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Every incarnation, every spirit that is coming against this ministry, You bow yes, to Lord. The name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Above every other name.
Yes, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we cover our social media platforms in the blood of Jesus. Father, every word, every incantation, every spy, every monitoring spirit that wants to come against us, it'll bounce off, Lord. It'll be reflected. It'll be deflected because of your blood and because of your fire right now that rests upon us as a ministry. And I decree your word tonight, Lord, that says in Isaiah before that no weapon formed against us shall prosper.
Yes.
And every tongue and every weapon that is rising up, that has risen up and wants to rise up right now, you shall not prosper in Jesus' name.
Yes,
and every
Lord.
Tongue that rises in judgment, Lord, right now, you rebuke, Lord. We won't rebuke it. You rebuke the enemy, Lord, on our behalf. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Guys, I really,
this is like the fourth time God highlighting the Facebook page. This is daily fast. I want you to spend 5 minutes obey this prophetic instruction. Pull up the Prophetic Edge page and my Facebook page as well as yours. Okay? Lay your hand upon it and pray in the spirit. Not in the natural, just pray in the spirit. I want you to obey. This is really important, guys. Okay?
Yes,
Rob.
Okay, Kirsten, are you seeing anything?
No, Rob.
Okay. Marcia?
I didn't see anything. I just heard that God said for us to be intimate with him and to make him our first love. He wants our intimacy with him.
Yeah. Yes. Amen.
I didn't hear anything, but when I was praying in tongues, I just felt that we are to release angels on assignment.
Okay, so you've got 1 minute, release them.
Yes. Father God, holy asti andare osta. Hiara ko shi andare rete. Hiara ko hullololosta. Father God, I come to the mighty name of Jesus and I bow down before your throne, Father God. Father God, you said that your angels hearken to your word. And as we release this word tonight, oh Father God, we release angels to that word tonight, oh Father God, to go forth, oh Father God, to defend us, oh Father God, to stand in the battle for us, oh Father God, to fight for Prophet Belinda, oh Father God, to fight for the platform for Father God. Every single person under the hearing of this word, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We are not humans. We are in the supernatural right now. So therefore, we have this natural realm, and we are trusting, oh Father God, that you have got a couple of angels. Be released right now. One would put 1,000, two, 10,000 to five.
Amen.
We come to the altar, and we send forth the angels that you have assigned for us, that are standing dormant, oh Father God, waiting to be instructed. Go forth tonight. Draw your double-edged sword tonight. Bring fire tonight, oh Father God.
Amen.
Bring
yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, release your healing angels. Lord, release your ministering angels. Lord, release, oh Father God, your fire angels. Heavenly Father, Lord, release, oh Father God, your warring angels. Michael,
yes, Lord.
Of your legions tonight, in the name of Jesus, and lose your entire ministry right now. We are called, oh Father God, to come stand as soldiers before you, oh Father God, for your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. So send forth your angelic powers tonight.
in the name of Jesus, to fight for us while we stand, to fight for us while we sit, to fight for us while we
pray.
To fight for us while we pray. Heavenly Father, send them as intercessors. Send them to minister to us. Give us dreams from your ministering angels.
Prof, I'm seeing a hand reaching out to. It's a hand that is stretched out, like a very long hand stretched out towards the throne. And what I'm hearing is continually His grace. And I'm not sure. I'm feeling like there's something bubbling up inside.
Okay, I'm going to release you. Got a minute? Pray. Just pray into that.
Prof, what I'm hearing the Lord say. Listen and listen well, and if you'll understand.
Amen.
Have I not told you that my grace is sufficient for you? Have I not given my spirit to you? My grace is sufficient for you. Everything that you will ever need, that you require for this time, I have already deposited inside you. You have it inside. Stir up the gift that I have given you. Stir up the gift of God that was given to you, that I have given to you by my servant. Stir it up. Use it. There's so many things that I've deposited inside you that you need to use and speak in this time. Use the gifts that I've given. My grace is sufficient for you. Why will you not ask? Approach my throne. Approach my throne and obtain this grace. It is there for you. You don't need to beg for it. It is yours, my children. It is yours. Take what you need. Do you require grace for your finance? Do you require grace for this time? Do you require grace to be strengthened? Reach my throne and pull and obtain what you require. It is there for you.
Vivi, you will close the meeting. Karim?
I just saw a crowning taking place. There's seven of us. Some I recognize. I don't know the others. Apart from the crowning, I saw scale. And I saw it was tipping on the left. And then I saw the hand of God coming upon the right side. And then the scale just went all the way flat, bottom on the right, and then I just saw coins raining down.
Amen. So pray that into existence.
Father, I thank you that the elevation taking place. I thank you, Father, that there's a crowning taking place. I thank you, Father, that your word says, Lord, that those who humble themselves, you will exalt. Those that put their faith, you will You will lift up those that do your will, who obey you, Father, you will exalt. And I thank you, Father, that the hour has come that your true sons and daughters will arise, that the world and daughters, Father, and they will turn. I thank you, Father, for the tipping of the scales. I thank you, Father, that irrespective of what's going on in our lives, Lord, that the scales are tipping in your favor. I thank you, Father, that where your hand is, Lord, there is power, there's authority, there's anointing, there's breakthrough.
Amen.
So, Father, I thank you that the scales in our lives that's been tipping to the wrong side, I thank you, Father, that your hand is now coming and it's tipping towards the right side. And then, Father, yes. I thank you for breakthrough in finances. I thank you, Father, that the funds, the provision, whatever we are needing, whatever we are trusting for, I thank you, Father, that this is the hour that we will see the breakthrough. I thank you, Father, that we will see the money manifest.
Amen.
Supernatural.
Yes,
supernatural. I thank you, Father, that I can decree it over all of us, and I can decree it over prophetic. I thank you, Father, that we can stand, and as we lock fields, as we take hands, as we come in unity, as we raise our voice to you, I thank you, Father, that I can see, Father, that your ear is being turned, and that you have got a smile on your face. Thank you, Father, that you are happy. Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Frida, whatever we are praying over the tomb, you get to partake of it because you've been on every call. So you will partake of it. Guys, have you seen what I've just shared on the screen?
Yes, Prof.
Yes. So what I'm looking at, the very first trip, my maiden voyage to America, I preached at two revival centers in Louisiana and in Mississippi. And in the first meeting, in the revival meeting in Louisiana, we took up an offering. There were offering baskets at the front where I was ministering, and people had to come and throw their offering in the basket. And after I took up the offering and I held the basket to pray, what you see here is two rolls of dimes.
Hmm.
Dimes is an American 10 cents. It's made of silver. It was put into the offering basket. So I found it strange, and I lifted it, and I asked everybody in the service, who put these in the offering basket? Mm. And the people said, no one. None of us carry around bankrolls in our wallets or our bags. And there was no one put this in there, but it wasn't in the basket before I took the offering. And I had a sense that an angel had put these dimes in the offering box. And then as I was driving from Louisiana to Mississippi, there was another prophet in the car with me, and we're driving, and the presence of the Lord filled the car, and a smell, the smell of God, the fragrance of God. And I said to her, there's an angel in this car. Mm-hmm. And I had a handbag with me, with nothing in it except my wallet, mints, and tissues. That's it. And when I opened up my handbag to pay for coffee, because we stopped for coffee, another two of these bankrolls were in the handbag. Wow. Now, there was no one else in the car.
Wow.
She was driving. I was laying next to her, so she didn't touch my bag. I didn't touch my bag. But when I opened up the bag, they were there. Anyway, eventually Todd Bentley gave me the interpretation, because an angel brought him also dimes, the same dimes I received. And another prophet also received these dimes. And it was a prophetic sign that we were among the chosen for the end of days move of God.
Wow.
Because it symbolizes the winds of change angel. There's an angel called the winds of change angel that appeared to John G. Lake and also gave him coins. So anyway, we received as well. But as we were praying now, I told Karin, open up my Facebook page, please. And I want to lay my hands over the page as we were praying. So she opened up my Facebook page, I laid my hands, but then I lifted my hand off the phone, and this photo manifested on her phone. Now this photo is hidden in my Facebook page somewhere from long ago.
Yes.
So how it showed up, I don't know, but you see that there's fire on my thumb?
Mm-hmm.
You see that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
the thumb represents the apostle. So I believe in God. I believe that God is saying that provision is on its way. That's what we need. Because it just showed up while we were praying now. It just showed up on the screen. So I believe that, that God is saying that provision is coming. So before I end up, you can take it from here. I just also sense that, you know, that the Lord is saying that we need to just decree what His Word said, what He promised us, possess it, and irrespective of what we're seeing in the natural. And guys, you need to understand the journey. If you read the book of Job, somewhere in the middle of Job, suffering, he started losing hope. He became depressed, discouraged. He even asked God to kill him because he felt he was better off. And at the end, God restored him. So you need to understand the journey of faith. You can't have an expectation. You can't say to someone dying of cancer and they're suffering for a year with pain, you can't say to them every day, put a smile on your face, what is wrong with you?
Yes.
You actually need to be rebuked if you're doing that because you're not being realistic. You're not suffering that person's pain in their bodies. You're not that on that journey. What you need to do is just continue to faith. Just continue to believe the word. That's what you need to do. And encourage and uplift them. So I'm teaching you as a minister and as a leader because sometimes as the church, we do more damage than good. And because, you know, if like somebody's child dies and they go, oh, you know, the baby's better off with Jesus, just get over it. Yeah, or, you know, you need to move on. You don't know what you're saying. You don't know what you're doing. Mm. You need wisdom and you need faith to work together and discernment.
Yes, prof.
That is why sometimes the prophetic gift actually does more harm than good because people who are careful with a prophetic gift, they do more damage to people because they don't use wisdom.
Yes.
So wisdom must come with maturity and with love. And all of them must work together. If you look at how Jesus spoke and dealt with a lot of the people that were suffering and go and unpack and go and dissect these words and the way he spoke to people, there was a reason. He was using love with prophetic insight. And, I mean, when he told the woman, basically, she's having an adulterous affair with five married men and so forth. Okay? This is not your husband. He said it in a way that she did not feel condemned.
Yeah.
He said it in a way to bring her to repentance and restoration.
Yeah.
When Lazarus was dead, he didn't rebuke the sisters for not, you know, believing. He just said, Lazarus, come forth. And he told them, listen, he's sleeping. He's just asleep. So you must use wisdom. It's something that my responsibility to make sure that you become leaders who don't just operate in faith because faith word of wisdom causes destruction in the lives of God's people. Yes. And I have had to counsel and restore hundreds of people, even leaders, who were destroyed by people who had great gifts and no wisdom and no love.
And
instead of bringing people towards God, they pushed them away.
Yes.
And instead of building people, they broke them. So always remember what I'm teaching you tonight. The gift alone cannot operate void of God's love and void of God's wisdom. That's why there's not one Spirit of God. There are seven. And the seven work together. If you only operate in the spirit of the fear of the Lord, you're going to tell people they're going to hell.
Yeah.
But the spirit of wisdom and of counsel and of Jesus, when those spirits come together, he takes the truth because they are going to hell, but he uses it in a way that it doesn't destroy. So it's something that I just, you know, I'm teaching you guys now. As people who have been trained to be leaders, there is a time for hard rebuke. There is a time you need to call a spade, where people need deliverance. But there's also a time where you're ministering, where you need to take what God is showing you and tap into the spirit of wisdom and the love of God. And then bring it across in such a way that it brings restoration, repentance towards God. Okay, do we have it now?
Your prof, you've actually...
just confirmed everything that God was depositing in me today. Like, I've been praying a lot the whole day, and you've said exactly what God was talking to me about. So thank you for that confirmation. And you mentioned something about provision, where you said God is releasing, he's provided. I've got word about that as well. And I just like to pray for the release of that provision. I just like to thank God for that while we are just waiting, while we are in the waiting season.
I'll wait, baby.
Okay. Father, we thank you. We thank you that you are a God who answers our prayers. Father, we thank you that you are not a God who embarrasses himself. Father, in you we are never embarrassed, in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I stand tonight and I say thank you. I say thank you for the release of finances in Jesus' mighty name. I thank you right now that you, God of more than enough, have provided. I thank you, Lord, that you are not a God of lack, that you are not a God of unfinished business. I thank you, Lord, that you will finish what you have started. I thank you, Lord, that Prophetess Belinda will testify and it will be a big testimony. I thank you, Lord, that people will want to tap into that glory because of her testimony. I thank you, Lord, that people will want to have an encounter with you because of what they are going to see, what you are about to do through her in Jesus' mighty name. I thank you, Lord, that you are a miracle-working God. I thank you, Lord, that there is actually no one like you, that there is no other like you, Father God. I thank you that you don't just give us what we ask for, but you blow us away. Even now, Heavenly Father, I thank you that you have already blown Prophetess Belinda away in Jesus' mighty name. I thank you, Father, that she will walk from glory to glory. I thank you, Lord, that the doors are already opened in Jesus' mighty name. I thank you, Lord, that bills have already been paid in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that where there were no's, there are now yeses in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that where she was lost, she is now first in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for breakthrough. Father, I thank you for the keys that are falling right now that will open doors, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I thank you for open doors. Father, I thank you for open doors. Rakatata reketete robobo kandaraba la karaba baba kondorobo rikatata rasha katata rebebe kondorobo rakatata rebebe katata rodododododododo rababa kandaraba roko chototo reketete rakatata. Father, I thank you for divine connection. I thank you for divine connection. Father, I thank you for divine connection in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I thank you for divine partnership. Father, I thank you for new projects. I thank you for new projects right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you that you have provided. You have provided, mighty God. Hallelujah.
Father, I thank you for healing. I thank you for healing in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for healing in Jesus' mighty name. I thank you for healing. I thank you for healing. Father, I thank you. I thank you for the strength to press on. I thank you for the strength to press on. I thank you for the strength to press on. Father, I thank you. I thank you for the Holy Spirit. I thank you that the Holy Spirit will start speaking to us now more than ever. Father, I pray for obedience. I pray for obedience, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that will start speaking to us now more than ever in the mighty name of Jesus. May we have obedience in this season in Jesus' mighty name. Rakatata Robobo Kandara Baba Reketiti Roso Tokara Baba Reketiti. Father, and as Prophetess Belinda starts testifying, Father, I speak testimony coming out of our mouths. Each and every person in this team shall start testifying. We will experience breakthrough because Prof will also experience breakthrough in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
That's what I want to decree, that everything that we have prayed over me today, Father, I pray over every member of this team, those that are absent as well, including you, the Lord. That I remove, Lord, that we are manifesting breakthrough at the end of this 21 days.
Amen.
That even within this 21 days, you are sending contracts, you are sending new business opportunities,
yes,
you are sending
Lord.
New gifts and anointings. You are sending new releases, new platforms, new places, new dimensions in the spirit. You are doing it over these 21 days, Lord. Over every person that is connected to this fast.
Yes, Jesus.
I just need the Holy Spirit also highlighting that whatever God lays on your heart in this fast is for you. Sometimes when we pray for somebody else, the Lord will often give you a word for that person, but will highlight the particular area that you need to focus on. It's just something that I've learned over the ministry. So for example, Marcia, God is wanting intimacy with you. That's why he's highlighting intimacy.
Amen.
For example, Kaiso, God is wanting you to appropriate the grace and the gifting that the Holy Spirit is releasing. That's why he's highlighting that to you.
Mm-hmm.
Beware with regards to the provisions and finance. That's something God is speaking to you about and highlighting to you. So know that the areas, Natalie, the angelic realm, that's something God's highlighting to you. So whatever the Lord is highlighting to you, even if it's for somebody else you're praying for, it's something God will always make you passionate and keep talking to you about an area that is significant towards you. That's how the Holy Ghost works.
Amen.
So be praying into the areas that where you're having dreams, where you're having visions, the thing that God keeps putting on your heart. Pray into that. The Holy Spirit, what is it you're wanting to say to me? Give me a revelation. Give me an understanding. Because God will always speak to you about the area that he's called you to operate in and the area that he's calling you to manifest in that particular season. It's like when somebody's been called to the healing ministry or a season of healing, God will keep highlighting that. When someone's called to now start prospering in kingdom exploits, God will keep highlighting that. That is how he works. So be attentive, even if you're praying for someone else, ask the Holy Ghost, what I've just seen is part of this for me, and what is it that you're saying to me through this?
Often we pray for answers. Oh my word, I can give you 1,000 examples. Where we pray for answers, God to send somebody else an answer, and then the Lord gives you the strategy. And at the end of the day, it's actually for you. Test this. You're going to come and tell me, Prof, you are so right. I've experienced this hundreds of times in my walk with God over the years. But I do encounter in my spirit that breakthrough is coming. I do.
Amen.
That the Lord is going to be releasing what you are trusting for.
Amen.
But the key to turn the lock of provision and release is prayer. I cannot emphasize that. The teaching brings the revelation and gives you the key. But if you hold a key in your hand and you never put it in the door stays shut in front of you, isn't it? You can stand in front of the door with a key for forever. That door is not open until you put the key in the lock and turn it.
That's right, Prof.
So the blueprint only gives you the key, but it doesn't open the door. It's about taking the key, putting it into the lock through prayers and the clue that you turn the key in the door and unlock. And then open up the pathway to your breakthrough. So I want you to meditate on what I've just said now. Because it's a huge reason why many people often trust God for so long, and then, you know, because they're only doing the one side and not the other, and both of them is important in order for the door to be unlocked and you to possess the breakthrough. So really be spending time in prayer for your situation during the day in your fast. Decree today, I spent 2 hours decreeing scripture of provision and finance over myself and my situation. Which is why God's releasing so many keys tonight about provision and even this picture. Because I spent the time in my private time with the Lord today working it. You understand? So you need to be taking that key and you need to be working it. Work the word. The word, if the word on its own had the power to heal us, then none of us would be sick. If the word on its own had the power to give you finance, none of us would be poor. It is working the word. Take the key, put it in the lock, and turn the key. Through prayers, prophecy, and decrees. That is how you work the key. That's how you work the word. So you need to be taking time over what you're trusting God for. Find the word and turn the lock. Turn the key. I'm making that decree over your life every day, not just over me. Over you. Whatever you're trusting God for, find that word in this fast and take the time and decree it over you. Whatever it is that you need, turn the lock and open up the door. And God will manifest that thing in your life. Amen.
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 Anyway, I love you guys so much and I'm really proud of each one of you. Well done tonight, Beware. Really proud of you all. At all of you. You've all gone up level. Every single one of you. You are getting stronger. Your wings are growing stronger. Even you, Frida, you're not a son or a daughter, but you are close to this team. And you are growing in your faith. You are growing in your understanding and your revelation. By the way, guys, when you make a plan to baptize Frida.
Amen.
I might ask Karine to help me with that until I have my op. But anyway, we'll work on that, and we'll come back to you with a potential dose, Frida. And but the rest of you, I'm really proud of you, and I'm really excited about what comes at the end of the 21 days. And I want you to meditate on this. That on the fourth day, Daniel called in prayer for the breakthrough, but on the 21st day, the door opened. And he walked. So, you know, the angels have already been released to everything. It doesn't mean we mustn't stop. We must keep continuing. And I believe that we're going to see breakthroughs at the end of the 21 days. If you don't have an expectation, if you don't have a vision for this fast, don't expect anything to happen.
People pray for lack of vision. You need a vision for this fast. Why are you fasting? What are the things you're asking God to do in the fast? If you haven't written it down, you're already behind schedule, guys. You haven't highlighted what you're expecting at the end of the fast, then don't expect heaven to answer.
Yes.
So you need to know, what's the vision for your fast? What are you trusting God to do by the 21st day? You can't just be buffeting the air, going nowhere, slowly.
Yes.
Write down what you're trusting God for. And every day in the fast, work the word over those things. And then have faith that by the 21st day, something's going to happen.
Amen.
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 Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.